USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service will invest an additional $21 million to help farmers and ranchers in 8 drought-stricken states.
California, Kansas, Idaho, Nevada, Oklahoma, Oregon, Texas, and Utah. These are states that have portions of their state or the entirety of their state as drought-stricken, either as D3 or D4 states and areas on our drought monitor. These resources, the $21 million, is going to be made available with a specific focus on targeted conservation practices that we believe will assist producers in those states to deal with the difficult times they face in light of the drought.
Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack says the action is the latest in a series of conservation efforts they've announced recently, including
$6.5 million to the Ocala Aquifer, announcing the second round of the Regional Conservation Partnership. In the first round, $84 million was provided to 35 projects that will help to leverage up to $190 million of conservation activity that will be focused on scarce water resources, water quality, and water quantity. This money is also in addition to the resources that we have been providing the state of California beginning last year as it deals with a long-term drought. Now over $27 million invested in that individual state. Over 2,000 producers impacted and affected. We're seeing a significant amount of those resources being used for irrigation efficiencies.
NRCS Chief Jason Weller says the financial and technical assistance announced this week will be targeted to the most drought-stricken areas in the 8 states.
And we're going to have a 30-day open period. We're going to ask folks to come in if they would like assistance in these exceptional extreme drought areas of those states. Please apply for additional assistance. This is on top of the level of investment NRCS has already made in those states. And we're very anxious to get this money out in the field and deployed this summer so we can help producers better withstand the very dry conditions they're now experiencing.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.